this week's parsha, Moshe Rabbeinu comes to Klal Yisrael, and he says, the Kadosh Baruch Hu tells him to tell Klal Yisrael, Pekad Pekadati, and Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe, when you come to Klal Yisrael, you tell him, Pekad Pekadati Eschem Esau Su Lechem B'Mitzrayim. When you say the Lashon, they'll believe you. So, just thinking about the Lashon of Pekad Pekadati, taking back the parsha of Vayechi, then the parsha of Vayechi. So Yosef says, "Vayomer Yosef el Lachav Anochi Meis, ve'Elokim Pekod Yivkod Eschem, ve'Helo Eschem Min Orta Zoyis El Orta Shenishpal Lavrom Litzchot Yaakov." Vayishpal Yosef Espirah Yisrael Leimor Pekod Yivkod Elokim Eschem, ve'Halisem Es Atzmisayim Yizeh. So the pasuk, two pesukim say, "Roshem is Pekod Yivkod." That he Bershon will be poiked Klal Yisrael, and both times he uses the lashon of Elokim, which the Midas Hadin. And with passions in our minds, we think of the concept of the Geula, Geulas Mitzrayim. The lashon we should use is the Midas Harachem. Hashem, Pekod Yivkod Eschem, not Elokim. Why is it the lashon of Midas Hadin? Use lashon of Midas Hadin. But Klal, if we're looking at Yosef. Yosef uses the Shem Elokim. Ve'yomer lehem Yosef atiro ki asachas Elokim oni v'atem chashavtam lai ro'o Elokim chashav ala toibo. Right. That's the end of the parashas of Vayechi. So who are these children? Asher nosen Elokim bozeh. These are the children. He says, who are these children? Ve'yomer yayla. So he says, they're Asher nosen Elokim bozeh. When he tries to be Menachem the brothers, right after he's Megala himself to the brothers, he says, "Well, atem shalachim osi hena ki olakim, veshalcheni olakim lifneichem l'sum lechem sheris boritz, ki lemichyos shalachani olakim lifneichem." He's taken to Paro. And Paro hears and says, "You're a phenomenal poster of chalomis." So he says, "Biladoi Elokim yaneh shlom shlom Paro." Where do we find where the pasuk uses the Shem Havaya in regards to Yosef? "Vahi Hashem es Yosef," that Bershem is with Yosef and uses lashon Hashem Havaya. But Yosef himself doesn't quote the Shem Havaya; he quotes the Shem Elokim. We go back to the later of the Shvatim, Parshas V'yetzei. So Reuben is born. Bayarashem kistum anoichi beyiftach hazachma berchel hakara. Batar leo batikrash marein. Ki omro ki ro Hashem ba'anyi. Batar leo batalad bein. The first son is Reuben, Hashem avaya. Ki shama Hashem kistum anoichi, Hashem avaya. Yehuda, apam oides Hashem. Okay, so Leah is clearly using the Shem Havaya. Rachel is not able to give birth. She gives her shifkut in her place, and that's going to be a source of her schus. But Tamar Rachel, donani Elokim, begam Shema b'kerli. She has a second child, natukei Elokim, niftalti imachusi. She uses the Shem Elokim. Then Leah has two children through Zilpah. No shame of Vayah, no shame of Hashem, or shame of Vayah B'chalal. Vayach Ruvayim, she casts the Dudoyim, she says she wants to switch to the Dudoyim. Yishmael Lekim Aleyo, Batar Batel Leakar Ben Chamishi. She has a child, Batar Aleyo, Nosan Lekim Skori, Asher Nosati Shim Chazil Yishi. Batar Aleyo, Batel Ben Shishi Leakar, Batar Aleyo, Zvadani Lekim, Oysi Zevet Toiv. Rachel Yodobas. Yosef is called Yosef because Asaf Elokim is Kerposi. What's the conversation over here? So the Zohar says there are two Anhagas of Kodesh Baruch Hu has. He has Anhagas which he calls the Mid of Leah and Anhagas of Mid of Rachel. The Mid of Rachel is the Mid of Olam Hazeh, which is Din. You do something, you deserve it. You don't do it, you don't deserve it. The Kerech of Rachel is in the Kerech of Din. Leah comes, she davens, she gets a husband. It was right. The oldest is supposed to go to the oldest. The youngest is supposed to go to the youngest. And she gets Yaakov. How? Because she davened. She didn't deserve it. She davened. She wants a son. No problem. She davened. Wants another son. She davened. Wants another son. She davened. She has a kayach. That's the kayach. It's the mala. That's the kayach of beyond this world. The Shem Havaya. Midas Harachamim. When she comes and she does a maisa to switch. Good. So then she's tainas Elokim. Yosef's unhugged is unhugged by Elokim. Yosef understands that through what he deserves, he will get. But he tells Klal Yisrael that the hanhaga of the pikadin of Klal Yisrael of Geula is going to come through the midah of Elokim. You're going to have someone you're going to argue that you're going to deserve it. And Moshe Rabbeinu comes to Klal Yisrael, and he uses an interesting lashon. Hashem tells them, you're going to go to them. You're going to tell them. What's their schus, Rashi says. What's the schus? The schus is going to come out. They're going to come to this harem and they're going to be over Elokim. This is the beginning of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Yetzias Mitzrayim is nigmar by Matan Torah. This is the beginning of Matan Torah. The ois that this is all about, Rashi says, is because when you leave, you're going to go to going to Har Sinai. The Medrash says like this. The Medrash says that we say Hodul Hashem Kitoiv Kilalom Chastoy in the Halal Gadol 26 times. What's 26 times? It's Kenegah, the 26 Doris. That the Bershom was noig with anhaga of full rachamim. What are the 26 Torahs? From the beginning of the Bria until Matan Torah, the anhaga was anhaga of rachamim. The world has no schus in its own. When the Bershom gives the Torah to Klal Yisrael, at that point in time, it becomes anhaga of din. You're given the kalim to accomplish, you're given the Torah, and through the Torah, you can bring the bracha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu down to this world. Now you're going to get it bedin. Till that point in time, there was nothing that the people were able to do. They didn't have the kalim, they didn't have the Torah, they didn't have the kalim, which allowed them to. What can you do to deserve to get the bracha of Kadosh Baruch Hu? It was midas hanhaga. It was anhaga of rachamim. There's a saying in the Velt that says if you want to help a person, right, a little bit, you give him some fish. If you want to really help him, you teach him how to fish. Matan Torah is how to fish. It's a meat of Elokim, but Yesoida, it's a meat of Havaya. Yesoida, it's a meat of the Gevaldiga Hanhaga of Chesed of Kadosh Baruch Hu. He created a Bria where human beings can earn something. Batson, that doesn't make sense. Doesn't make sense. Whatever, you earn something. The whole thing is Kadosh Baruch Hu's Bria. Everything is his. Whatever he wants, he can give. But the Rosham created a Hanhaga in the Bria that you could earn something. And therefore, after Lachar Meir, you say, wow, you feel good, it's yours. You did it. You accomplished it. You feel good about it because it's yours. You accomplished it. You earned it. So it's Hanhaga of Elokim, but you're sort of rooted in the Hanhaga of Avaya, of Rachamim. So the Gaon says that the full name of a Kadosh Baruch Hu is Hashem Elokeinu. Hashem Elokim, Hashem Elokim. He says Hashem Elokim. The name of Kadosh Baruch Hu is Havaya. Everything is rooted in Havaya. Elokim is a hanhaga of Havaya. So why is the full name of Kadosh Baruch Hu Hashem Elokim? The full name of Kadosh Baruch Hu is Hashem. What's his name? Ekeye. Because that's the root of everything. He says, no, the name is Hashem Elokim, that's the guy. Because the way we relate to Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Baruch created a Bria where there's a Musig of Elokim. Hello, Dover Hu. We understand we don't put a kinui to Shem Havaya. But Elokeinu, that's where, in the meat of Din, that's where Pershim is Meyachet, his name on the Ovis, Elokei Avraham. He's miyachad his name on Klal Yisrael. Elokeinu, Elokei Yisrael, in the midah of din. Adrabba. The chiddush of the Ovis and the chiddush of Klal Yisrael is that the Russian created an ummah which earns their keep. We are able to do it. The Bereshit starts Matan Torah with Hashem Elokecha. Elokecha means each member of Klal Yisrael. Each person was spoke to individually, the Medrash says. Each person, the Kol of HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to each individual person and spoke to them individually and says, are you makabel this deeper of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And each person said, yes, Hashem Elokecha. So not only is Hashem he's Elokei Avraham, not only is Elokeinu of Klal Yisrael, he's Hashem Elokecha of you individually. Each individual person has a koyach of the Bereshit with his midas adin. It means you can earn and deserve what you're getting. And that's the limud that Klal Yisrael has to get the pikadon. The geula has to come. The Klal Yisrael understands that we're going to do it because we have a right to it. Because we deserve it. What's our right, Moshe Rabbeinu? What's the schus? The schus is the Matan Torah, which we will get afterwards. The schus that we will get the keli, which will allow us to be the people which decide the Bria. Medr says the Klal Yisrael, Yisrael Nagada, Vahi Sham Lagoy, Lam Shah Yimisiyarim Shah. What does Misiyarim Shah mean? They stood out. They were nicker. Even the word Mitsuyan, which means like, what's the English translation? What you do? I'm Mitsuyan. Outstanding. It stands out. It's unique. Klal Yisrael's Mitsuyarim Shah means they stood out. They were nicker. You have a nation which is the Yorud of the Yorud. They're slaves. The lowest of the low can spit on them, can do whatever they want to them. And the matter says, apparently they could have tried to assimilate. They could have changed their names. That's the attitude. Why not? You know, they're the culture nation, and we're the nobodies. Let's try and become like that. Rabbi Yaakov Emden has the ha'ara that when the emancipation came, and they allowed the Jews, as it were, to join the Ummus Olam, thousands of people ran. Why'd they run? Because it says that what the Ummus Olam accomplished in all of the generations of oppressing Klal Yisrael, they didn't accomplish that Klal Yisrael should give in. But they accomplished that Lo Aleinu Klal Yisrael looked that there is where it's at, and we have a problem. We're nobodies. We're worthless. They don't accept us, so we don't have a choice. They're going to oppress us. Okay, so we might as well keep what we have. They'll accept us, run, join, assimilate. When I was the first, I was a 10th grade Rebbe in Telz. So I understood it that my job was besides teaching, learning Gemara with the Bachrim, is your job to mechanach the Bachrim, mechanach them in hashkafas. So we had two things. We had that every Shabbos afternoon, we would take a hashkafa, made a list of hashkafa questions they want to talk about. Every Shabbos, we took one of them, sat with the boys, and we discussed a hashkafa question. Besides that, I used to have, there's a beautiful sefer they have in the English swarm, about Remendel Kaplan. Remendel Kaplan was the first year base manager in Philly for many years. tremendous Talmud Chacham. Remendel was, you know, was going out there. He's a tremendous mechanech. So he used to have something he used to call Musar commercials. Like you have in the middle of your TV show, you have a commercial. You know, so it says, well, he would say Musar commercials. So somebody one time went to rebellion. Rashiva is just like, you know, like, there's, you know, we're trying to learn Gemara, and he's saying Maiselach and Vertlach and Musar, and, you know, and he used to learn the Altaf and Kali, used to learn the with them every morning, and after davening, for those who wanted. Okay, but besides that, Milashir, you would say a Musar commercial. I took the same in Hug, I used to introduce it, and now for a word from our sponsor, and I would introduce my Musar Shmuz. It went over the head of most of the people here. That's like never. Okay, anyway, okay. So Rebellia answered him back with the Maisel of Chaim Balozhiner and Rebellia Rogler. So Rebellia Rogler was one of the Gainer Eilim of his time, and Chuvus Yaliyo, and he wanted to learn the Chochmas Anister. So he understood that the Gaon is our Mahalach of Chochmas Anister, and Rav Chaim Balozhiner is the conduit from which to get that Chochmah. So he went to Rav Chaim. So Rav Chaim said, "Listen, you know, I'm busy. When I have a chance, I'll come and I'll take you and we'll talk. Good. So a few days later, Rav Chaim says, "Luke, come." They go for a walk, and Rav Chaim starts talking about the birds, and he talks about the trees, and he starts talking about the different things, and mice is interesting things, and I was like, and the Rav Yerog was a tremendous masmid. It's like, you know, it's a bittel terror, but like, you know, Chaim is the gadol ador. You don't chaper with him. You know, I don't know. Good. So he tried a second time, third time. You know, he's just like, I can't do this anymore. You know, it's wasting my time. You know, I asked for Chochmas Anister. I got stories. See, tells Rav Chaim he has to leave. Saif Dover, Rabbi Yerba writes that later on, when he finally was introduced to Chochmas Anister, he realized that Rav Chaim was teaching him the Yesoidus Derech Remes through a mashal, and he wished he had gotten more stories. So Rebellia told this Bacher who was complaining about Remendel, "One day you wish you got more stories, because Remendel is teaching you about how to Hanagas Hakai." So if that's my job, the teacher told me, I have to decide what's my focus. So I said, I want to, you know, I'm going to ask different people which are involved in, you know, the major players in Chinuch. If I ask them, if you want the boys to walk away at the end of the year with one Yesoid, what should that be? So one person told me, Limud HaTorah. That's probably is expected, right? Like that's what they're supposed to say, right? Limud HaTorah. One person told me, Emuna. One person told me that one time asked a footer this question. Rav Huttner answered, Goyn Yaakov. You mentioned in the capital, Amasech, which you say before, there's a Muslim called Goyn Yaakov. What's Goyn Yaakov? That's the pride of being Klal Yisrael. Your goal is to teach him, he says, what it means to be a Yid. The godless, what it means to be a Yid. There's nothing greater in the world to be a Yid. So this way, when they're given all the Nisyonis, which the world has to throw at them, says, why would I want it? I'm a Yid. I have the best that there is. If you don't teach them the Goyn Yaakov, so when the you get an opportunity to be like the Goy, why not? He's got it better. That's what Huttner said. Klal Yisrael is the unique nation which has a right, which can earn its keep. We have the Kalim which allow us to earn our keep. Yisodim Yitzis Mitzrayim is we're moving towards that moment when we get to the Torah which allows us to be the ones who are able to earn our keep. The Pakod Yivkai, the person who's going to be Pakod us Elohim B'midas Hadin, we deserve it. Not because it's a Matar of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Midas HaRachamim, Mehavaya, Midas HaRachamim, the person will do us a favor and will be Pakod us. Yosef tells the brothers to tell Klal Yisrael, because you've got Elohim Eschem. The Bereshim, that Elohim is going to take you out. You're going to deserve it. You have something which is unique and special, which you Klal Yisrael, which nobody else has. And when you understand that, and you internalize that, and you accept that, and you commit to that, and you're proud of that, and you want that, because you've got Elohim Eschem. A Lech Vasaf the Zikne Yisova Marta Oleim Hashem Elokevo Sechem Niroi Lai Elokei Avraham Yitzchok Yaakov Leimor Pakoid Pakadati Yeschem. It's Hashem, which is Elokei Avo Yisechem, Elokei Avraham Yitzchok Yaakov, Pekoit Pekadat Yisechem. V'shom Elokei Lecho. When they hear that, Zekrashi, when they hear those words, then they're going to understand. Klai Yisrael wore the banner of being the Bnei Avraham Yitzchok Yaakov, even in Mitzrayim. We don't want to change our names. We don't want to change our malbushim. We don't want to change our language. The Medrash says they also gudus, they make a gudus, and they promise to make their curse bris to do chesed with each other. They understood that they're unique. They're not part of Mitzrayim. They're not going to listen. So he says, gives him the simonim. Moshe Rabbeinu is going now to be the goyel for Klal Yisrael. There's this whole conversation over here, right? So Rashi says, what happened? There's a time of Moshe Rabbeinu. He didn't mal a child. I can't judge a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Moshe Rabbeinu was the goyel. And the Medrash says that Moshe Rabbeinu said Shnach Amiyat Yishlach, and the Medrash says that the Moshe was Megalatim, that there's only one girl for Klal Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu. Otherwise it can't happen. Okay. No, Moshe Rabbeinu's on his way to Mitzrayim, and he didn't mal his son. The Medrash says, no problem. Ice Moshe Rabbeinu, kill him, take a nachash to eat him up alive. What's going to happen to Gula? I don't know. It's a problem. We'll figure it out. Maybe not. Let me know. It sounds a little bit harsh. So Rabbi Kahl talks about, there's a derech which of e-seder, which is shaykh, and the derech of e-seder is shaykh. There should be an haga of being goyal without Moshe Rabbeinu, even though Moshe Rabbeinu was on the goyal, whatever that means, I don't know, whatever. Fine. What's the taina? You're going to be goyal based on the yesod that Klal Yisrael deserves to be geulim. That we are the ones who earn our keep. You have a mitzvah of milah. You're not earning your keep. You can't be the goyel. I'm sorry. It's not going to work. You're not the keli to do what has to be done. What has to be done is understanding that we do it b'midas hadin. Midas hadin means you earn it. You deserve it. You're doing what you're supposed to be doing. You blew it. What's going to be? I don't know. We'll figure it out. Stay tuned. The Alter Mekelem has a ha'ara. Okay, so he comes to the Zekanim, and he shows them the Oisus, and they believe him, etc. Then he goes to Paro. Now, the Medrash says he goes to Paro. It's very difficult to get into Paro's palace, because Paro's palace had lions in the front of the palace, which any person who wasn't sent for by Paro, that lions would eat him alive. And of course, they used the ferocious type. I don't know what types of lions are, but they got the type which likes eating people for breakfast. Right? So how do you get anybody to get in? There was the Khartoumim had their lachashim, which they would do. Right? Okay? So Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron show up by the front door, but they weren't asked to come in. And there's these two lions over there. So we know the story. You cover your face. I don't want to see this, right? All of a sudden, the Medrash says that the two lions got very excited. They jumped up like a dog running behind its master. And Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron walk into the palace with these two lions like bouncing along like little dogs, you know, like, you know, being excited, you know, licking, you know, the hand of their master. And they walk into Paro, and Paro sees these two lions like coming at him, like, you know, and it's really exciting. And Paro's like, wow, how they do that? Paro's get out of his mind, the Medrash says. They were tall, they were hodder, they had the mar of a Kadosh Baruch on them, etc. So Alter Kelm says, if I would arrange the story, I'd have Moshe Rabbeinu go to Paro first. Like, wow, the whole world. And then go to Klai Yisrael. Of course they believe him at that point in time. I mean, like, look what he did. Why did he do it the other way around? Because then the Muna wouldn't be because they worked on themselves, because it would be obvious, be easy. And that's not the goal. The goal is to have a Muna when it's hard. The goal is to earn. To show that you really believe. Even when it's not easy. That's the goal. Chayfimu has the aura. So Moshe Rabbeinu was born, and Ismail Abayas Kula Aura. I mean, I don't know, but he says, very good chance Klai Yisrael knew about this. I mean, you know, it's like, you know, all of a sudden you walk around, there's a house full with light. Like, and, you know, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to say there's something, some special nace happening over here. Maybe this is for the gula. Who knows what it's going to be? Okay, then 3 months later, he's stuck into the water. Wow. Boom. Like, if you measure, take people's emotion, you know, there'll be emotion meter. Like, you know, it went up real high and went down real low. Right? Then all of a sudden, Bas Paro comes and saves him and puts him into base Paro. High again. Then Moshe Rabbeinu has to run away. Low again. Right? Moshe Rabbeinu comes back. High again. You know, it doesn't work out. Low again. What's the Moshe Rabbeinu doing? He's challenging Klai Yisrael to have Emunah. Emunah doesn't mean when it's easy. Emunah doesn't mean when it's obvious. Emunah doesn't say something just in straight your face. Emunah is when it's not easy and not obvious. That's what the word faith means. I'm faithful to you, and even though it's not easy. That's what's going to bring the gula. So it's a combination of the pride of being the nation who has the ability to deserve and to earn, and the responsibility of the nation which has to deserve and to earn. The Muslim get it for free. We eat the Cholakim, eat the Shemaim. That's for Yaakov. Metal Shami Yemoshevecha, that's for Esav. Yaakov gets because he earns. Esav gets because the Bershom gives. Elakim Zakashim is a din. Because you deserve it. If you don't deserve it, you're not going to get it. There's nothing more exciting to be able, you know, a person able to work and to earn his own keep. It's not the Hamad the Ksufa. We create our own Olam Haba. Such a Gabaldic Ksus. And that's his tremendous responsibility. You know, sometimes you know, the guy, you know, stumble, person goes out to work, you know. One day, he pines for the good old days when he's a little kid, his parents took care of him, he didn't have to do anything, you know, didn't have to worry about anything, let his parents take care of him. Right? We have both of those emotions. No, it doesn't work like that. Yeah, you know, you're a little kid, you always look forward to growing up, you know. You grow up, you're just like, why did I run to get here? That's Klai Yisrael. We look forward to that moment that we're able to earn, we're able to serve. We're unique, we're special. The schus of the gula is Klai's understanding that we have this unique relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Baruch Hu gave us the Torah. He gave us a way that we are the ones who create our own Olam Haba. We are the ones who create our own Olam Haza. We are the ones who create the Hashpa and the Bria. Through keeping the Torah and Mitzvahs, the Rosham gave us Kalim to bring Hashpa to the Bria. All the generations, the Rosham wants Hashem Hashpia, Midas Havaya, Rachamim. Now, you do it. B'charta B'chayim, and it'll be Toiv. B'charta the opposite, and there's Mavis. For the whole Bria, is affected by it. Beginning the parashiyos of Shavuot, big sign on the door. Right. We mentioned yesterday that the nakuda of the parashiyos of Shavuot is Sefer Bereishis as the parashiyos of the Sefer of the Ovis. And now we're moving from the Sefer of the Ovis to the children. The Ovis are creating Tolodis. And each person has a kayach of creating Tolodis. The Talot of Tzadikim is Maseim HaTov. Person can be merled in Torah. Person can create. Person can create his Olam Haba. Person creates something. We're given a tremendous kayach of creation, of Halada. And that requires that there should be a shemir of our Yonim of Halada properly so we can create the Halada properly. So it's a tremendous moment of Halada. It comes out in the middle of the winter. The mile of the winter, the Tzeir of Yaakov Kamenetsky Zatzal said about a certain yeshiva which was in a city which didn't have too much of a winter. He says, they're never going to be matzliach. That's lachon and yeshiva is always in the winter. Why the winter? Nothing else to do. Nice long nights. So what do you do? You sit in Mace Manish and you learn. The summertime, you have spring fever, and you have summertime, you're running, you're doing, you're just, what do you do in the winter? He says, that's the time when a person has his long nights. Lila's in the Lagirsa, a person can kaparain. These are the darkest moments. These are the darkest nights, the longest nights. The pressures of Shavivim. A person can create tremendous hatzlacha. That's what the matana which is given to Klai Yisrael is that koyach. From Shmois through Mishpatim, which is the end of the parasha, the final part of the Nesinas HaTorah. We were given the unique nation which has the ability to accomplish and to build and to grow and to earn and to deserve. And let's use it properly. That's a tremendous kayach that we have. And we have to use it properly. These are gewaltig moments. These are special moments. Special moments of a person kachaparain, gewaltig hatzlocha. A person uses a winter properly, it's a gewaltig hatzlocha. It's a person that can change a person. Yaakov mentioned yesterday by Shalshudis, by Slonim. Right? The Hanhaga by Slonim is every single day to have Ritzifus for six hours. Every single day. Okay? You can imagine for 6 weeks straight, every day, you learn 6 hours straight without a hefsek. You know how much hatzlacha that would be? How much you would accomplish? How much you would know? It's a different world. I just end up with the mice. There was once a yid came to visit Cleveland. We always used to grapple with this issue, like, you know, you hear the stories about the Bachram in Europe, you know, they were Gavaldic, you know. I mean, there's many Bachram didn't come to yeshiva. Many of them weren't vroom, and many of them, you know, were Amoratz. But the ones who went to yeshiva had Gavaldic Hatzlacha. So I once asked for Gifter, like, you know, I pushed it, I'm embarrassed. He says, you know, there was no distractions. There's nothing else to do. So he sat and learned. There was once a year, he visited Cleveland, he learned by Rav Aaron in Kletsk. So he had learned by Rav Aaron in Kletsk. I pushed it, I had a chaperon and shmuz with him. So we went one morning, I went for a walk with him. If the Muslim, what this yid was, when he retired, he wants to go back to learning, you know, whatever he was in business, whatever he was, he went back to learning. He said he couldn't afford to support himself in learning. His family was in America, but he chapped that if he moves to Mexico City, it's very cheap to live over there. So he can sit and learn the whole day on his Social Security check. What's with the family? The family's the family, but I've been getting my daf learning. See, he left his family, left all of his anaclocks, left everybody, in America, moved to Mexico City. He didn't speak Spanish. Bought himself a little dinky apartment not far from the Kirlo, and he sat and learned the whole day. But Musagim, what it means, or Baron's Hashpo on a Talmud, talking about 50 years later. So I asked him, what was the Seder Yom like in Kletsk? Because he says, they daven 7:30 in the morning, which for European yeshivas was late, because, summer especially, 7:30 was very late. Sunrise was 3, 4 in the morning. Then they ate breakfast. The first Seder started at 9 o'clock. Till 3. First Seder was 9 to 3. Okay? Mincha was at 3 o'clock. Then they had the main meal of the day, which was fleishigs. Second Seder started at 4. Until 10. Second Seder was from 4 until 10. 10 o'clock was Maariv. Then they had the night meal. And then I said 11. Says in Rabaran, like when he was, whenever he was in town, he wasn't fundraising. He was in Beis Medrash with the Bachram until 1, 2 in the morning. That's why davening was so late. That's why davening was 7:30. So I asked him, okay, so when was Shir? He says, Shir was then the first Seder. So in the days that were Shir, so the beginning of the second day they were Chazor over Shir. It says, and what was Elo like? I asked him, like, exactly, how exactly do you, Moisef to this Seder Hayayim? He says, it was the davening was Mary Slavis. You know, there was a little more Slavis for the davening. I said, I have no kashas anymore. A person spends 4 or 5 years in yeshiva learning 6 hours in the morning, 6 hours a night straight, without a half sick, plus a night seder. I understand why they became Tamin Chacham. And Nebuch, you know, I mean, myself included, that, you know, our Seder is, you know, 30 minutes and it's a break, and then it's 27 minutes and another break, and then it's 40, 57 minutes and a break, you know, halavai, you know, like, you know, like, you know. You know, I mean, listen, some people were Chazal. You know, I told you, I had, you know, the head of Chavri, and she was, you know, a person that I know that's Chavri, is older than me, but same. His nickname was Glue. You know, we put him down, he was stuck, you know, and with him, we didn't move. And most guys are more like Mexican jumping beans, you know. We also have, there's Mexicans. They have Mexican jumping beans, you know, they just jump up and down all the time, you know. He goes to learn in Mexico. They jump up and down in Mexico, you know. Mexico, Zereshova. It's hard. So we push ourselves a little bit. And then a little bit more. Then the person sees the taka. A person can sit and learn straight. And he accomplishes and he knows. He does it once, he does it twice. He's a different time in his learning, given hatzlach in his learning. These are the zman in which we have the koyach to create a whole new koyach of learning. And then go out to hatzlach in our learning. We're moiled hatzlach in our learning. We're going to deserve the geula. This is the shit.